I had a special relationship with Panama, comma, for they have shared with us the burden and trust of maintaining the Panama Canal as a lifeline of defense and a keystone of hemispheric prosperity, period. All free nations are grateful for the effort they have given to that task. Paragraph. As circumstances change, comma, as history shapes new attitudes and expectations, comma, we have to review periodically, we have reviewed periodically this special relationship, period, paragraph. We are well aware that the claims of the government of Panama, comma, and of the majority of the Panamanian people, comma, do not spring from malice or hatred of America, period. They are based on a deeply felt sense of the honest and fair needs of Panama, period. It is, comma, therefore, comma, our obligation as allies and partners to discuss these claims and to meet them, comma, when meeting them is both just and possible. Paragraph. We are ready to do this, period, paragraph. We are
prepared. Let me interrupt you just a minute,
sir.
Bill. If there's anything that you can think of.
He's not on here, Mr. President.
Oh, he's not.
No, sir. We'll get him back on. Carolyn, can you get him
on? Carolyn, no, just a minute. Let me. Can you get him on just a minute?
Yes, sir.
If while she's taking this, if there's anything else you can think of. They tell me we can't say anything about the soldier being released, but if there's anything you can think of that we can say, other than say that you're going to be on Face the Nation tomorrow, which I'll tell them, get you some advertisement.
Oh, that's
but
fine.
If there's anything I can say, I wish that you would think of it while she's finishing this dictation and get back on and tell Bill.
All right, fine. Now, it has been announced that soldier is being released, so you can...
Yes, but they told us to say nothing about it over here because they didn't know what he's going to say.
Oh, I see.
And better leave it with the department.
I see.
But if there's anything else that you can think of, how's Cyprus going today?
Cyprus is still tense but quiet. I think that is under reasonable control. Now, I think that you can express our hope that this latest incident along the Cambodian border, the two incidents, one on each side of the border apparently, will not get in the way of the bilateral talks between Saigon and Phnom Penh, because it looks this morning as though those talks can somehow proceed. But you can express that hope if you want to.
I didn't know. I thought there was just one incident, and it was on 3 miles inside Cambodia.
Well, then the Cambodian planes apparently came across the border and knocked down a reconnaissance plane in Vietnam.
Well, was our plane knocked down in Vietnam?
Yes, sir. This was in Vietnam, the plane incident. The ground incident, supported by air attacks, was across the border, at least a kilometer, if not somewhat more. But, so there's been an incident.
How did that happen? Was that an error?
Difference in maps, apparently, but also the stories don't hang together. Our own people say that they were not around any village, but yet observers on the spot, including our air attachés in Phnom Penh, say that they visited the village and that the 17 people had been killed, and we just haven't got our own operational people to straighten out the story.
So that happened in Cambodia. Then they came across, and what did they do, knock down one of our planes in Vietnam?
They knocked down a South Vietnamese plane, a reconnaissance plane that was inside South Vietnam.
Had our pilot in it.
Had an American pilot in it.
Then Cambodia said to hell with the talks, but now they look like they're back on.
The South Vietnamese government has really acted very well about that attack in Cambodia. They've gone to the Cambodians, expressed regret, offered to pay compensation, and so forth. And it looks as though it's just possible that the talks can continue.
And we can say?
And we would hope that the talks between the two capitals can continue, because such incidents emphasize the importance of resolving these border incidents by the full cooperation of both governments.
And we think, from the evidence we have, that they will.
And we're encouraged to believe that these talks can go forward.
Thank you. Go ahead. If you think of anything else, dig it up there with your man. Now, we're going to need more help than we've ever had from your press man. What's his name?
Manning.
Manning. I wish you'd make him talk to Reedy every day, because if you don't want to lose him and let me bring him over here, why, you better get him to do that.
I'm
because
sure
Reedy's new, and Pierre's been here a long time, and Reedy know, got to give him something. If they don't, they write something else. So
we'll give Reedy just all the help we possibly can.
Tell Manning that, and tell your boys that, and
fine.
Tell him to call him every morning about 10:30 and every afternoon about 4:30 and give him anything he can, because if they don't, they'll be speculating on you resigning.
Yes, I know.
Where'd that story get out?
I don't understand, because John Scully came to see me, and I did not tell him I was resigning in November. I said I had no plans, that I am the 54th Secretary of State, and someday there'll be a 55th, but
I hope not.
But you and I talked about this on November 23rd, and that's the last exchange we've had on it. You asked me if I would serve, and I said I would, and that's the end of it as far as I'm concerned.
Now, why would he do that?
He says that there's a good deal of speculation going around town, and that various people are beginning to maneuver for my successor based upon what was known to the Senate committee when I came in here, that I am a man of modest resources and couldn't stay forever. But I have not heard any of that speculation myself. Maybe I'll be the last one to hear it. But he mentioned Bill Fulbright and one or two others.
I've heard the speculation, but the speculation has been that there's been a new relationship, and that you're more stronger and have more responsibility than ever before.
Yes,
that's
the
speculation I've heard, and that's what I've tried to contribute.
Yes, I certainly appreciate that, but I've tried to knock it down in Salt Lake City yesterday, I think that'll blow over another day or so.
All right.
Okay. All right, thank you, sir.
You ready? Carolyn?
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right. We're ready to do this, period, paragraph. We are prepared to discuss every issue which now divides us, comma, and every problem which the Panamanian government wishes to raise, period, paragraph. We are prepared to do this at any time and at any place, period, paragraph. As soon as he is invited by the government of Panama, comma, my ambassador will be on his way, period. He will arrive with full authority to discuss every detail, every difficulty, period. He will be charged with the responsibility of seeking a solution which recognizes the fair claims of Panama and protects the interest of all the American nations in the canal, period. We cannot determine, comma, even before discussion, comma, what form that solution might best take, period. But his instructions will not prohibit any solution which is fair, comma, and subject to the appropriate constitutional processes of both our governments. Period. Last paragraph. I hope that on this basis we can begin to resolve our problems and move ahead to confront the real enemies of this hemisphere. Dash. The enemies of hunger and ignorance, comma, disease and injustice. Period. I know President Chiari shares this hope, period. For Therefore, comma, despite today's disagreements, comma, the common values and interests which unite us, comma, are far stronger and more enduring than the differences which now separate us. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.